This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The author of many of Colorado's recent police reforms says she's pleased with the indictment of the officers and EMTs involved in Elijah McClain's arrest, and that investigations into the police department must continue. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Democratic Representative Leslie Herod's Law Enforcement Accountability Bill from last year allows the Attorney General to investigate the patterns and practices of entire police departments to look for ways they may be violating people's rights. Herod says the McClain case shows how much that oversight is needed.
We continue to see departments lift up and support bad behavior, and that needs to be rooted out.
The AG has been using the new law to investigate the Aurora Police and Fire Departments over the past year. Yesterday, he said,
that matter is still ongoing. We will announce our findings when that investigation comes to a close.
Aurora officials say they are cooperating fully in the investigation and are committed to reforming policing in the city. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
State test scores that were just released show that students in Colorado struggled to learn during the pandemic. Results in the state already showed significant decreases in achievement since 2019, when students last took the tests. In Denver, a little over a third of third graders are reading and writing at or above grade level. Officials say it's hard to draw conclusions because only about half of Denver students took the tests. Statewide, many students face disrupted learning and poor internet connection during the pandemic. Right now in Denver, it's 82 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. In Grand Junction, it's 75 degrees and clear. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.